We're about to meet Ashley in Lakeside. Has herself a boyfriend who ghosted his last girlfriend.
And we want to know what you think she should do. Good morning, Ashley.
Hi, how's it going?
Why don't you go ahead and share your story? We'll try and help you out.
Oh, man. All right. So my boyfriend and I have been together for just about 3 months now. And, you know, it's really great. He's a wonderful guy. And everything seems to be really good and going really well. But I found out something this week that is a bit of a red flag.
All right.
I have some mutual friends with his ex, and I just kind of figured out and discovered that he actually ghosted her after 5 months.
Like flat out just disappeared?
Disappeared. No text, no calling, no explanation, nothing. And she thought things were great one day, and then the next, he just stopped talking to her. Like, completely disappeared, no reason why. And, you know, like, that really bothered me, so I asked him about it, and his response was, you know, there are two sides to every story, but that was it. Like, he refused to elaborate any further, and now I'm just worried, is this going to happen to me? Like,
is this a pattern?
I don't know.
When you asked that question to him, Ashley, was he, like, real defensive, like, there's two sides to every story, or was he, like, just, like, shut it all down right away?
It was pretty much just, like, end of conversation, there's two sides to every story.
Yeah. Have the mutual friends that you have with his ex added any insight to as maybe why this happened?
No. And, like, I don't really want to pry because I also, like, things are good. So I don't want to make something that's not out of nothing. You know what I mean?
Okay, so either some serious crap went down that is so serious he doesn't want to talk about it, or dude has commitment issues, and after 5 months, you're worried that you might be the next person he ghosts.
Right, exactly. Like, I'm really starting to fall for this guy, and I don't want to get hurt.
I get it. You're wondering if you're overthinking it. Totally makes sense, but I would wonder, too. And I get that you want some help on what to do.
Exactly.
Gotcha. Here's the deal. You heard Ashley's story. I think I kind of know where this might be going, but maybe you've experienced the same thing and there was an actual legit reason. 833-287-1037. Ashley's got this dude. Things are going well. One problem, he ghosted his last girl after 5 months and refuses to talk about it whatsoever. 833-287-1037. Should Ashley love him or list him? Ashley, if you're cool with it, we're going to ask you to hang out. We'll hear some responses to what people think you should do. And then depending on what you want to do, well, you know, you can go ahead and make your decision. You want to hang out with us for a while?
Yeah, I'll hang.
All right, cool. Thank you.
Help Ashley out. 833-287-1037. Should she love him or list him? John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
My boyfriend and I have been together for just about 3 months now, but I found out something this week that is a bit of a red flag. I have some mutual friends with his ex, and I just kind of figured out and discovered that he actually ghosted her after 5 months. Disappeared. No text, no calling, no explanation, nothing.
Obviously a red flag for Ashley in Lakeside. She's waiting to find out what you think she should do. Love him or list him?
Shannon, what do you think she should do? Love him or list him?
I think she should list him because he can't ghost somebody and just think that that's going to be okay. And he's going to do it to her, too.
Well,
I can see your fear of that, Shannon. But my thought was is that she kind of let it go right away, that maybe she should have asked to have more of a conversation about it.
And possibly there was a very good reason why this person was ghosted in the first place. Like, he was afraid for his life or something, you know?
Well, he didn't explain, so...
Yeah.
I said, give me an explanation. You should give me an explanation.
That's totally true.
Thanks, Shannon.
Thanks, guys. Love you.
Sarah in Lakeside, what do you think Ashley to do with this possible ghoster? Love him or list him?
It's tough. I had that happen to me out of nowhere. I think if she decides to stay with him, she needs to be guarded that it could happen to her. I think it's probably a pattern of behavior, and he's a coward if he didn't give the last girl any explanation whatsoever.
Where I'm thinking is that she really needs to say, you need to tell me what happened or we can't go on, right? Because she really does like him.
I agree, yes. And you don't want to make something out of nothing, and maybe the last girl wasn't the one, and she is. But we have a tendency to ignore these red flags.
Isn't anybody else thinking there might be a very good reason why the guy does not want to talk about this whatsoever, and it was a one-time thing, and...
Well, but then he needs to reassure her.
Yeah, he could explain that.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm sure she would love to hear his explanation on what happened.
Gotcha. Any explanation.
Yeah, any explanation.
Sherry's in Vista, what do you think? Love or list with the ghoster?
Well, this is probably not the answer you want to hear, but I kind of feel like maybe he should list her.
Oh, tell us why.
I mean, Well, I kind of feel like she's not really giving this guy the benefit of the doubt. He didn't get defensive. He just shut the conversation down. Maybe it's something hurtful and there's a reason for it. And if she's already thinking something's not right after 3 months, maybe that's not a match made in heaven. And if I was him and I found out she was calling in, I'd probably lift her.
I get where you're coming from.
That's a good point.
I totally understand. And you're saying what John was saying earlier, too, that maybe this was really bad and he doesn't want to relive it. Totally true. And I think she just panicked because of what her friend said. But what they need to do is definitely sit down and discuss it more.
Oh, absolutely.
All right, let's go back to Ashley now. Ashley, you've heard what everybody else thinks, but obviously this is about what you feel you need to do. What are you thinking?
Because it sounds like you really, really like this guy, and you're just really thinking, please don't let it be weird. Please don't let it be bad.
I do. Yeah. And I think I do have to give him another shot and do have to bring it up again and see what he says and, like, you know, try to have a heart-to-heart with him.
I don't understand the flat-out ghosting process. I don't understand how somebody could just not talk to anybody again without so much as a warning. However, I have learned in my time on this earth, especially in the last 5 years of my life, that everyone's got something going on. Everyone's got their own reasons to how they react. So maybe this is legit, and maybe once you have a conversation with him, it'll all be put to ease with his explanation to you.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping.
Well, it sounds like you're happy. We wish you the best of luck, and thank you so much for sharing your life with us this morning, and stay in touch and let us know how it goes.
Oh, thank you so much, you guys.